It's the JD Cymru South podcast. Jonah's left our lustrous studio, and as per usual, is in a pub. Would you like to explain this?
Oh, just having a couple of beers, Mark, pre-Christmas, getting away for a few days.
Holidays? Who said we were having holidays?
Christmas holiday with a family, hard-earned, very hard-earned. All the hard work I do on this podcast, and you just interview me and I do all the hard work.
Right, okay, well, before you're 10 pints down and you start making silly suggestions like Kyrie Ealy to win the league, we are going to quickly run through the fixtures coming up this Saturday. I just want a prediction of home win, away win or whatever. Saturday, starting with Llantwit Major against Pontypridd Town, home win, away win?
Ponty on a good run of form, Mac. I've got to be fair, they've even though they lost to Telford West last week, 3-2 in the last couple of minutes. They had 4 points out of six before that. They're going to Llantwit, who've had no win in 10. First bad spell Darren Robinson's had in charge. So I just think Jonathan Jones' team could get over the line and get in away with 3-3.
And then two sides that have caught our eye this season playing each other. Swansea University at home to Ammanford.
I just think the Ammanford boys will be buoyed up by their fantastic Welsh Cup game coming in only 3 weeks' time. Welsh Cup, don't forget, I think it's a Scotto live game. Ammanford up Lake Carnarvon on a Friday night. That's a massive game. So if I was an Ammanford player, I'd want to be in the team. The likes of Trundle, Jones, the Fisher brothers, they played well in the last game. They'd be looking forward to it again. Cliff Allison will be looking forward to it. The Swansea, all eyes on their league. Like you said, they're third in the league. They beat Tasswell 3-2 last week. Swansea, Ammanford. The uni at home.
And the Athletic against STM Sports, Jonah?
Two great clubs. I think we've done well this season. STM, like I said, Callum Bateman amongst the goals every week. Ben Amoon still injured. They want him back for the cup final, which takes place in 5 weeks. So they got to be careful, STM. They don't take their eye off the ball just for the big one. But they're 10th in the league. They're great, like I said, a great ground, the causeway. They got beat 2-1 last week against Cam Bryan, but they beat their idol 5-3 the week before. I think Undy could be late challengers for the top six.
Brave shout. And Ferry against Llanelli, Jonah?
Oh, excellent. I mean, the Ferry are the team in form at the moment. I think they went away to Ammanford and won 3-1 the week before. They beat Cowder 3-0. They beat Goethe 4-2 the week before. They got 32 points now. They're second in the table. Carl Shaw's doing a great job there. Are they now the favourites for the title? Are they now the favourites for the title? They have one of the best centre-forwards in the league. Obviously, we've mentioned his name all season. Got 20 goals already. He played for Wales C 2 years ago. He's a good player. Mark Jones, a great player. And he could be key now in the running. Him staying fit is massive. Ferry could definitely be title challengers. And Llanelli, they've been unlucky. They lost Andy Hill. Mark Dickerson's taken over now. It's their third manager of the season after Wayne doing it as well. So for them to get in the top six, that would be fantastic. And I just hope they do. I hope they finish the season well. Get themselves back together because they're one of the big clubs in Welsh domestic football. And I'd love to see Llanelli still make the top six.
And then Goitre against Haverford West.
Yes, Mark. Goitre, they're at home to the top dogs at the moment. They're top at Christmas, Haverford West. And they want to win tonight. They had a good win last week. They beat them, like I said, back in form, Ponty 3-2. So, like Wayne Jones seen it all before. Most of his players have seen it all before. He's had a couple of ex-Pennebon players playing for him who've done it last year, so that could be key. Goitre, they're doing okay. They're in 8th place. They've won 6, drawn 4, lost 5, plus 1 goal, so that just tells you they that's mid-table sort of form, but I think John will want them to finish 6th at least. So Goitre still looking top 6. Haverford West definitely title favourites or second favourites. Draw of the day in the Cymru South will be Goitre and Haverford West.
And then finally on the Saturday, Cairo Ely against Cambrian and Clonech.
Cairo, it's disappointing. You know, no wins still. A week before Christmas, they haven't got a win. They lost their manager, Craig Sampson. Royal gets another job in football. But they've got to play to their pride now. They were unlucky, don't forget, they only got beat 2-1 last week at the Lido. So let's see the young guns go out and get himself a couple of results sooner or later. But you'd expect Cambrian and Clonech, Dane Williams' team, to win. They won 2-1 against Andy last week. They've won 6, lost 4, drawn 4. They're 9th at the moment. I think their target would have been top 4 or 5. I expect them to win and get a top 5 slot.
Well, thank you very much, Jonah. Oh, no, he's off already. Look, it's happy hour at the bar, 2-for-1. I'm not going to see him now until New Year's Day, am I? Thank you very much, Jonah. He says happy Christmas to you all, by the way. Very Merry Christmas to you all. Thank you for listening over the past few months. We will have a Christmas special. Look on your podcast feed around Christmas Day and the magic will appear. And if you know anybody who's getting a new phone or listening device with podcast stuff on it, tell them to put us on their podcast feed so they can get the latest Cymru South. We'll be back in a few days. Have a great weekend.